In a world that appears to be filled with negativity and distrust, it's easy to feel helpless and frustrated. Well, how about a change? How about a podcast that brings positivity to your day with stories about everyday people doing good things for people around them? You found it here. This is the Harmony Goal Podcast with Tom Durth, focused on making the world a more harmonious and caring place. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to another episode of the Harmony Goal Podcast. Our podcast is dedicated to shining the spotlight on individuals and organizations that are unselfishly helping to make this world a better place. And today we are thrilled to have Jill Topper with us. And Jill is a global speaker. She's a leadership innovator, and she's worked with Boeing, McDonald's, Amex, and numerous other Fortune 500 companies. And in addition to climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, which exhausts me to think about it, she's also worked with Mother Teresa's Missionary of Charity in both Calcutta and in Ethiopia. And Jill loves to run marathons, and she knows how to harness that core strength of mind, body, and purpose through neuroscience. Jill, I don't know when you sleep. You're one of the busiest people I know. And I'm so thrilled you were able to find some time to be with us today to share your ideas, because there are a lot of people out there that watch the news and see stories about Ukraine and wonder, is there anything that I can do? And you did. So you have this Global Warrior Project, and I'd love to have you share with our audience a little bit about that project and how you got into volunteering with that organization. So, Jill, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you, Tom. And quite frankly, I sleep a lot. I do. I go hard and fast, and then I'm out. I am out. So I am a big believer in significant sleep. So I sleep really, really well. I would say how I got involved with Ukraine is what you're asking.
Right.
So it's a pretty wild story, and I'm not going to give you all the details, but I had a real passion for it. I've actually spent time, as you mentioned, a little bit, but I've spent time a month at a time in different parts around the world. For example, Russia for several months. I've spent in Nicaragua during the time of the Contras. Italy, other places around the world, as far as also Ethiopia and India with Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity. So I have always had a heart globally. So that's nothing that's new. At the same time, my heart really went out what was happening in Ukraine. And through a series of wild experiences, I got asked to come by Greg Montella with Heroes International. And I was like, immediately my heart leapt and said yes. And inside I'm like, why did I say yes? And I was terrified, to be honest. And that's what I tell people all the time is, yeah, I've jumped out of the boat, but I was scared. So it's not an unusual thing to be really scared when you're facing something that even you're meant to do. So in that process, my mom died when I was 24, my son's 24. And I was like, I can't go. Right. Mm-hmm. And my daughter 21, but they gave the green light, believing this is something that I was designed for. And as I enter into the scene of Ukraine, I think I'm going to help evacuate people, maybe provide food, lodging, whatever they need. Mm-hmm. And instead, Tom, within 36 hours, I am training people in the neuroscience of calming in the midst of the chaos of war.
Wow. That all within a short period of time. How did that work? What did you do to help people in that environment? I mean, it's a war zone. And you're in that war zone. How did you go about doing training of that depth, that nature?
Well, it was wild because I've developed this methodology through the last several decades, and I've done it with different companies like you mentioned, Boeing, Edison, American Express, YPO, and also with a lot of Young Life, a lot of young adults and executives. And so it's worked kind of across the board, but it was a much broader training than I did when I was an instructor at the Rady Center of Executive Development at UCSD. This became one little section. I began to recognize everybody was in their heightened state of anxiety. Wow. And I said, oh, I can help you guys with that, I think. And within the shortest amount of time, 15 people shifted into, and there's a little bit of science with this, but it's very, very simple. It's really a nervous system reset. Mm-hmm. That's all this is. It's not very complicated. We're wired for it. It's our natural state. After we go into the high state of alert, when the war broke out, we must then shift back into the calm state in order to go the distance. And it's very, very simple, but it's not necessarily easy. And we found people responding like that. So that's how this all started. And my jaw was as far open as yours is. I'm like, what? Huh? What? And so that's what started it. The next day, because there was such success with about 15 individuals who I brought together, there were three organizations that met and they said, I don't know what you did with those people last night, but we need to deploy you all over Ukraine.
Wow.
And that was it. At that point, I'm literally put in a car, taken across the border, straight to a military base, undisclosed, like hidden. I can't tell you things about it. I don't have a military bone in my body. And I was taken by myself there. And there are psychologists, there are soldiers, there are first responders and chaplains. And they said, I said, why am I here? And they said, we've heard what you have and we want you to train us.
Well, and you said before, it's an easy thing for people to do. They're naturally hooked up for it, but they need that guidance.
Yeah, that's all.
Know the steps to take and so on. And you brought that wisdom with you. And that's what they recognized. Wow.
Wow. And then I was in after that, Tom. I was taken to undisclosed locations that no one could know about, like small remote villages where they've hidden military wives and kids. I was taken into bomb shelters to train internally displaced. I was taken into hospitals to train medical staff. And I kept saying, guys, I don't know if this is going to work. And I'm not a psychologist. I was an occupational therapist. And then my master's is in leadership. And I've studied neuroscience before it kind of became a buzzword and something cool, because I worked primarily with spinal cord patients. And as a result, all of this came into the practical application. And we didn't find an arena that it didn't work. And I, again, was absolutely in amazement.
So there you are, a corporate trainer, all of a sudden, not only dealing with people that are under the corporate stress, but now all of a sudden you've got people under the stress of gunfire and bombs and death and all. Yes.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I think that's I love the way you just led that in, because here's the thing. What we discovered in those first 6 weeks, now I've been back four times. Mm-hmm. Because they're asking me to come back. And now we've trained thousands and I've taken the material up to the next level and the next level. You know, we've got our own now 90-day, everything's interpreted into Ukraine. We're being asked to go other places in the country. We're wanting to develop an app and people are being asking us to train trainers. But what you brought up was so significant, because we discovered that the battlefield of the mind is the exact same battlefield, literally in the war zone, as it is anywhere else in the world.
Wow.
And I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it thousands of times. And now being asked to go back and train hundreds of thousands. It's crazy.
How do you deal, if you're talking about going into Ukraine and training hundreds of thousands of people, how many other people are involved with this training involvement? Because I mean, I can't, I know I, I've kid you about not sleeping, but hundreds of thousands of people, how do you do it?
Well, we're not there yet. So we became, we weren't expecting this. Okay. This was not something I had any idea that was on my radar. So once it worked, and in 6 weeks, we trained thousands and we got close to, well, about 1,000 actually. And we were in Mykolaiv with lots of bombing and air raids. We were in Bucha that had just been occupation that we just reoccupied Bucha. I have been in Kyiv. I have been in Odessa. These places are all on the eastern border. Now, interest, not the eastern border, but the border of the war. Okay, so we're not east, but we're right at the border of the war.
Right.
And what we discovered was that entire group, we could have 60 in a room at a time that I'm training, and we got up to 80. Now we're going to go up to 140 to train at one time. And the entire group goes into their calm state, which is the parasympathetic system, air raids, sirens, and even bombing going off around us. So we were just absolutely amazed. It's not something I ever would have predicted. And so now, after the set, I've been four times. So now we're training a small team to go. We are really needing the funding. We now have proven it works in the war zone. There isn't a psychologist that's done any work in war zone that doesn't agree that's proof enough. The data to begin to gather the data, but we need some people in that aspect of our team. We are needing to create our learning platform. Now that's going to help others train others. So the best way to make this scalable, not just sustainable, is that we train trainers. Well, we're already being asked by the head of chaplains in Ukraine and multiple, a church and a community organization that's saying, we want to be the hub. Come train us to train others.
Wow.
Right.
So it's so just, we need a team. It just expanding out there into, and think of the number of people that those people are going to be able to help beyond formal training.
Just
even in small little groups, in small little coffee shops, eventually someday, you know, dealing with that.
Well, and so we've created this, Tom, and then I created our release from trauma kit. And now we provide this. And our next step is we really want to provide the app that goes along with this for 90 days.
Right?
So we've got the app developer. We need the funding to really source that. And then our learning platform. So we believe we have been called to become a 1.5 response team globally. Not we just were birthed in Ukraine, but we would be in Maui right now if we had, if we were ready to go. Right. We'd be showing up in Morocco. So we want to create these global teams that can go around after significant global challenges.
Right.
As well as
now there's the floods in Libya that are just unbelievable.
Exactly.
And the trauma that's happening. How difficult, or was it even difficult? Because I know you've got a lot of experience with this already, but how difficult was it to expand something so quickly using, considering a language barrier? How difficult was that? Because, I mean, you know, you've got to be working with interpreters, obviously, and you're expanding out quickly. Because usually if somebody's worked with an interpreter, it's a very narrow path you have to walk to work with interpreters. How did you handle that?
You know, I would have a briefing session with each interpreter. It's not my first interpreter experience. And in a perfect world, as we move forward, because, you know, you've got to remember, Tom, I was there at the beginning of the third month, only 2 months of war. So I was there at the beginning of the third month. Everything was boarded up. All the women were gone. Children were gone. And then each time subsequently, I've seen different, I don't know how to say it, but different maybe stages of the war. And again, I've never had experience with a war. So this is nothing that was on my radar. So I've been able to see different ways in which the war unfolds. And the language barrier, other than I had no idea where I was going. Now, I'm not exaggerating. Once I arrived, there was always the interpreter. I'd brief, we'd work on some neuroscience tools, and they would begin to understand. They went into their parasympathetic system as they are actually interpreting.
Wow. As did I.
And we're all like, this is wild. So it was one of those things that it was totally organic. Not in my on my radar. And now we know we're being asked already globally to come back other places around the world. Of course, first and foremost in Ukraine, but we're being even asked to come here in the US all over. So I would say it has not been an issue. What we would like in a perfect world is to hire the right interpreter, you know, that works, that we work the best with, that can also take us around our small team in the country, wherever we are. And right now it's Ukraine, so that they can consistently interpret and know the material as well as experiencing it for themselves. That's the, that's what we're praying for, right? That's the real hope. And we're trusting it's coming.
And so with that history and that experience, it is able to be brought into other parts of the world.
Oh, totally.
Because now you know how to work with the interpreters. You know what they need. You know how to disseminate the information. You've got a base document already that's helping you with that.
Yes, you do. And it all happens so fast. So literally, Tom, that first 6 weeks I get back, I'm asked to go back in less than two and a half weeks. And so I scramble and scramble, you know, and I create, you know, let me see if I can find it. I'm kind of a show and tell girl. So when we first arrived and didn't know what we were going to be doing, here I am creating this, and we're doing this, we're translating this. And this is stuff that we've done like for YPO, Young Presidents Organization, and Boeing. So all we did was like, we basically got these slides translated into Russian initially, and they, that was their choice. And then they laminated them because we didn't know where we'd be. Now, fast forward, I go back within, I would get home maybe 3 weeks, and then we take that to this level, right? Okay. We take it to the next level, right? And
I might point out to our listeners that you're showing us this fabulous book and slides and laminated copies of the slides so that people can see those. But that book you're holding up right now, for our listeners, I just want to tell you, as a trainer, I'm looking at a very professional piece of documentation. It doesn't look like something that was thrown together just to be quickly used. So that's a beautiful document. And thank you for bringing that with you.
Gosh, thank you for saying that, because it's been a ride. And then when we got back after the third trip, before the third trip, I created our release from trauma in our calming in the midst of chaos. This is a 90-day that I created.
How many pages are in that document? Because you're holding that up for me.
I don't know exactly. But what this does is take them through our training and in an integrative way. So this is a training manual. This is not information.
Right.
This is integration.
Got it.
The time we went the fourth time, and we're training Young Life Academy, and we're training at that point, gosh, we were asked to train over 80 at one time, chaplains. And these are people that are ER doctors. They are psychologists. These are people that are being disseminated all over Ukraine. And then we were asked to come in and train 80 at community leaders. And I kept hearing the number 300. So we created 300 of our release from trauma kits to go with this. And I'm showing the kit right now. This is actually a kit that all the material can fit in. Mm-hmm. And that way they can be on their training of the neuro pathways for simply 90 days. And all the science proves all you need is 90 days. And then you create the neural pathway that's already set within us. So This is already in us. We've just gotten so used to going into the high alert state.
Right.
Globally. Right. So you just train to go back into your natural parasympathetic state where you're calm, your organs are being refueled, you are able to breathe, your body is a natural filter. Mm-hmm. And if you stay in a high alert state, it will kill you. You must come out of that state. And so all of this kind of results in the fact that we're able to then help people reset their natural system. And that's where we want to create the app to go along with this so that they can continue to retrain the brain, especially when you're in the midst of war. And then we want to, you know, create that learning app.
You know, I think about somebody like Susie Orman on television talking about finances. Right. I would like to see you on television talking about how to get back into a resourceful state on our own, you know, because that if it's so with the right guidance, I think this is something that so many people need today because it's so people are just on edge all the time.
Everywhere.
And God forbid they watch the news 24 hours a day.
God forbid. And the truth is, I use the same methodology. Mm-hmm. To be able to go in and out of the war. And mm-hmm. honestly, Tom, if I had not used this, I could never go back.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so close to bombing. I have no death wish. I love life. I've got babes and I've got people I want to make a difference in their lives and adventures. Right. And so I have no desire to, no death wish here. But I can tell you that's the only way I've been able to go in and out. Is my own methodology.
Well, this program is amazing. And I'm sure I looked at your website and we'll share that with our listeners in a moment, but looked at your website and I am amazed at the number of success stories out there. And with all these success stories, is there, I'm just kind of curious, we always have a favorite, you know, I have a couple of favorite little success stories in the past. Do you have any really favorite success story you'd like to share with our listeners?
Gosh, I have so many, but I'm going to tell you one I really do. And it's, again, it's, I would love to take credit. I feel like I was on an assignment and am on an assignment that's bigger than me. So, this particular, gentleman, you would do the same thing as he did. Okay. So here's the deal. He was a Young Life leader or is a Young Life leader. And then I believe maybe a pastor or community leader. Mm-hmm. His name's Yuri. He and his wife and kids, and I'm not going to say the town. There's little things I don't say, but they were in an area that had become occupied, that Russia had fought to take over. They believed they were meant to stay to help others. Of course, many fled, totally understandable. Well, they're flat. And if you understand Eastern Europe, many, many people live in really tall flats, which is mm-hmm. like an apartment building or a condo.
Right. Uh-huh.
And typically much more primitive, actually. And mm-hmm. so what they do, their window faced the airport. Well, and I can't say too much, but what happened is simply he did what any self-respecting human would do. He became a spy. And so he began to film the activity that was happening there in the airport. Uh-huh. Now, what happened, and I've got to be a little vague, and I'm doing this on purpose. Mm-hmm. It ended up that while he was getting the intel to the proper sources, a Ukrainian site, of course, they told him to protect himself in a certain way. And I'm being a little bit guarded.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I have to be guarded this way too, a bit. So what he did was they found on his phone the photos. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. And so he was taken immediately to prison, car confiscated. And he tells the story, and he's told it to me personally, that he was in this small, I want to say it was maybe 8 by 8. I mean, it was just a very small dark, all concrete room with just a hole in the floor. So he was arrested and he was emotionally and mentally abused. He was not physically abused, tortured is really the word, not abused, tortured. Mm-hmm. And although he heard other people around him this happening for, he prayed. He's a man of faith. He held tight. Then he started losing hope. By day seven, if he was fed, he was fed off of a plate that someone else ate. If he was given water, maybe, maybe not. So he had no idea what his future was going to be, and it was looking bleak. Well, miraculously, truly, Tom, miraculously, he is released on day seven. Well, he goes to a town, and again, I'm going to be a little vague. He goes to the town where I happened to be at that moment, and I felt very strongly I needed to be in that town at that moment. No clue of this story. Mm-hmm. He comes to my training. I don't even know what's going on. He's on the left side. He is doing everything full out, every bit, because he told me later, I am committed. I will walk away with no trauma. I have had trauma. I will not be traumatized. Wow. I am going to do all of it. And he has done it all full out. I have seen him since. He is fully released. I was able to even work on his body after 2 days training. And we literally saw the anxiety overwhelm move through him and out. This man is free. Now, we are not PTSD, Tom. I want to be really clear. There are mm-hmm. great, amazing professional psychologists who know what they're doing. That's not mm-hmm. my call. Mm-hmm. Our calling is to be more of a 1.5 response team, which means after food, lodging, medical care, the basics are met. Okay. Mm-hmm. Once they get that, then we come in globally, right? Only after those must be taken care of first, because your sympathetic system needs those taken care of. Then we come in our 1.5 response team, reset the nervous system so they can then not, they can experience trauma, but not be traumatized for generations to come.
Wow.
That's all this is.
Wow.
It's an intervention. It's like we circumvent trauma. That's it.
That's amazing. And multiply that story by how many thousands that you don't even know about.
No, I know. I know.
You probably never will know about those stories, and yet they're out there. That's what you're changing the world with more than just one smile a day. It is just you're changing lives deeply, and you're changing neighborhoods, you're changing families, and you're giving people a reason to live. And this is a gift that I don't know how you could wrap that gift, but thank you for doing it.
Well, I you're being really gracious. I got to tell you, if it wasn't even really my idea, once I landed, it's what unfolded. I really believe it was a God path mm-hmm. that I've been designed for all my life. And mm-hmm. I believe that I have to continue to go. And you do the same thing, Tom. If you were there, mm-hmm. you saw the transformations in front of you. You had now, I've got over 10 organizations from all aspects asking us to come back, from hospitals to teenagers to teachers to chaplains all over. We have so many requests to come back now and train hundreds of thousands. And all we need is the funding. Mm-hmm. And we need a team, people who feel passionate to come alongside
right.
and create something from what we can tell that's not been done yet.
This sounds like big bucks stuff. How can our listeners, because a lot of our listeners are willing, we have, they donate to the people that we talked about, you know, because we have people
right. that work with
women's shelters and feed, you know, food pantries and so on. I mean, every little bit helps to make the world a better place. How could I want to mention your website, because people can go there and people can donate. People can just say, I can't go to Ukraine, but I can help those people that I see on the news. And so your website is www.global-warrior.org. Remember the dash in there. It's global-warrior.org. And there's a place there where not only can you donate and help out, but you can also look at some of the success stories. And if that doesn't warm your heart, it's made of ice. I've got to tell you, because those stories are just beautiful. And just to watch, see the pictures you have out there of the training programs that you're doing, and watching the people sit in a room calmly taking in what you do and changing their lives. Thank you.
They're calmly, but bombs and air raids were going off at this time. Those photos are taken.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It's so incredulous. So we need people. We need people to come alongside. We need people to really invest from what we can tell. This has not been done before. I'm not saying we're the only thing that works, but we are one thing that works. And right now we are in immediate need. We have an immediate need for 128,000 by October 1. We need it right now so we can get back into train trainers. Mm-hmm. And then our budget for next year is around 500,000 for the next 2 years as we're developing our team. And now, and then of course it will go into the millions, but what we're being asked already from people that are hearing about it is all these other amazing works that are being done around the globe. We're being asked to come in and train those that are working with those who've been sex trafficked. We're being asked to come in and train the first responders that are dealing with the emergency situations, right? Mm. So I think we have this scalable process and opportunity that's before us. So yeah, we'll take every prayer. We'll take every bit of your money. Will make a huge impact. And if they want to go as well, just to Jill Tupper on Instagram, we just started with me because we didn't see this coming. And so that's a way to go back and see stories. One of the things I want to say is so many organizations that we give to, you and I both know, and there are a few that the money that really trickles down and actually gets to the people, this actually touches lives.
Right.
And that's one of the challenges when it comes to war in other parts of the world is, you know, you get to hear our stories one-on-one, what's really happening on our boots to the ground in the war zone work.
And I want to make sure people spell that. It's Jill Tupper, T-U-P-P-E-R. So yes. Very good. Jill, you are truly changing the world. And I know you will always say it's not me, but
pretty much,
but you are doing something that people sit there and say, I don't know if I could ever do that. You don't have to do what Jill does. Yeah. You could mow someone's lawn. You could buy groceries for someone and you're changing their life. She just has an opportunity right now to change thousands of lives. And thank God you're there doing that. So,
well, Tom, this one thing I want to say is we're called global warriors powered by love. And Mother Teresa said, you can find Calcutta in every part of the world where everybody has eyes to see the neglected, the forgotten. I am on the front lines here in Denver as much as I am anywhere else. And that could be someone on the street, someone you're connecting with in the coffee shop. Be a warrior. Powered by love. We're fighting one another. We're fighting against ourselves. No, let's turn that energy to fight for the greater good for one another and for our planet. So to me, I'm bravo. It doesn't matter. It's not about size of the calling. That's never been of an issue. It's about doing that which is in front of you and making that your Calcutta and becoming a warrior powered by love.
Follow your heart.
Amen. And that's amen in Ukrainian.
Say that one more time.
It's amen, not amen, but amen.
Amen.
Very amen. Good.
Jill, you have brightened up our day. And our focus, once again, is to put the spotlight on people that are unselfishly changing the world. And that certainly defines you. And so I can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time out of your unbelievably busy schedule to spend time with us here. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen listening, global warrior, global-warrior.org. Go out there. Just stay on that website for as long as you feel, because there's a lot there to take in. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are a delight. And we truly appreciate you being here.
Grateful for you, Tom, and all that you're doing to share and inspire others around the world.
Very good. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And for our listeners, please tune in again next week for another episode of the Harmony Goal Podcast, where once again, our total focus is to shine the spotlight on people like Jill, who are making a change in the world, one person at a time, one smile at a time, and in her case, probably a couple thousand people at a time. So thank you very much. We appreciate that. And if you would like to even donate to our podcast, keep us on the air, that'd be great. You can also go out there and give us some good ideas about that. And you could also subscribe if you'd like. And hopefully we'll hear you'll hear us again next week. Take care and have a wonderful week. Go out and do some wonderful things for other people.
Thank you so much for listening to the Harmony Goal Podcast. To learn more ways in which people are creating harmony in the world, simply subscribe to this podcast. See our mission at theharmonygoal.com. And remember, we are all empowered to create more harmony in the world, one smile at a time.